mic. It's on the floor. They put it down. They put it right there, President.
Here you go. Good morning. Thank you so much for having Dean Kennedy and I here this morning. We're delighted to be here. The President noted that this is a good day. I would say it's even a great day for John Marshall and for Chicago State. We view these 3+3 programs as a bridge. The word bridge was used, and I think that's a really great word to use for these programs. It's great for the students. They can get a law degree and a bachelor's degree in 1 year, saving 1 year of tuition and time. It's great for them. It's great for us. It forms a partnership. We are trying to do more outreach with our partners here in Chicago area, and so this is a wonderful opportunity for us to form a partnership with Chicago State. We see it going beyond this 3+3 program. This is a great first step, and we are just really delighted that we have gotten this far, and we look forward to future collaborations with you. Thank you very much.
At this time, I would ask the board members, are there any comments or corrections to the minutes from the December 12, 2014 board meeting? Hearing no comments or correction, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Trustee Hatch.
I wasn't present.
Present.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
As we know, we have been joined by Trustee Leak. At this time, we'll have the report from the Academic and Student Affairs Committee.
Chairman, before we do that, we have to approve the minutes from February 6th, please.
From February? Oh, that's. Forgot, we also had a special meeting on February 6th. Are there any comments or correction to those minutes? Hearing no comments or corrections, do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Okay. Now Academic and Student Affairs. Trustee Joyce.
All right, if we could, we have a number of action items. If we could hear from Dr. Angela Henderson. One of the items was obviously the John Marshall agreement. We've finished that off, so.
Yes.
Dr. Henderson.
Thank you. Thank you, Trustee Joyce. Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Trustees and all of the guests here today. Our report will be brief today. I have five announcements, and they really focus on academic quality and building partnerships and the work that we're doing in the Office of Academic Affairs and throughout the colleges on a daily basis. So first up, I'd like to ask for Dean Dr. Hedden. Dean Omar Hedden, to please make a brief introduction about our honor students who are here today. And I'd like to especially thank them for coming in today and looking so wonderful on this morning. Dean Hedden.
Thank you, Provost. Good morning, board. My name is Dr. Hedden. I'm the interim dean of our Honors College. Our Honors College is committed to ensuring that some of our most academically talented and gifted students have increased opportunities for academic acceleration, leadership development, and career development. Our programming model ensures that these students maintain at least a 3.25 GPA, that they all commit over 160 hours of community service on behalf of the university, and that they all matriculate within 4 years. Some new aspects of our program, we've just instituted a peer mentoring model, a professional mentoring model, and we also are going to establish an opportunity for students to study abroad during their third and fourth year in the program. Our students are here today to just say thank you to the university, thank you to the faculty, and thank you for our external stakeholders, which who have made contributions which minimize some of the challenges which could have impeded their academic achievement. Standing beside me is our president of the Honors College, Darren Martin, and we just want to publicly invite you all to our upcoming honors induction ceremony, which will be Friday, March 27th, but a formal invitation will follow. So thank you for your time this morning.
And thank you. As the president of the Honors College, I do want to thank the Board of Trustees for everything that you all have done to support us in our endeavors, and your continued effort and support will help us achieve all those goals that we are striving for at the Honors College. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next brief report will be from Dr. Atelli, Chairperson of Mathematics and Computer Science, and Dr. Canis, who is our Associate Vice President for Sponsored Programs and Research. They will provide a brief update on our Obama Sing Grant.
I'm Dr. Rohan Atelli, Chairperson of the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science. We're very happy to announce we have received the Obama Sing 21st Century Knowledge Initiative Grant of the whole United States. There are only 4 grants given per year for a partnership with the Indian Institute. And this grant will enable us, among other things, to be, as a HBCU, PBI, to be involved in the US-India Strategic Dialogue on Education, and to foster innovation and entrepreneurship in our computer science program, which has grown tremendously from 6 students to right now we have 110 students. During the last 2 years, we have graduated more than 100, and out of more than 200 students we have served, we have lost only 1 retention. Wow.
Dr. Atelli deserves a lot of credit. He initiated the India recruitment plans. Most of our computer science students are from India and from one city in India. Mm-hmm. Dr. Atelli and I visit India once a year to speak with the parents of the students who send their students here. And we've gotten much publicity for that because we're one of the few institutions that do that. And we believe that one of the reasons why we receive this award is because the Indian government has been very impressed with the way we've treated their students and therefore advocated for us to receive this. Most schools who receive the Obama Sing Initiative are R1 institutions that you've all heard of. And Dr. Atelli deserves a lot of credit for this. So the grant itself is only for $250,000 over 3 years, which is a small amount of money in terms of grants. But the prestige that this brings our institution will really help us leverage this for much more money and a lot more students from India. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean Dark. Thank you, Dr. Excuse me. Thank you, Dr. Atelli. And also thank you for the contribution your students are making towards introducing cricket to our campus.
Wow.